battle the truth.
Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the back of your refrigerator for free speech, because sometimes when you really want to hear important things that nobody else is willing to say, and it's just like, you know, you're looking for that thing in the back of your refrigerator, and you know there's something back there that you want to eat, but you're not quite sure what it is. Well, that's what it is. It's RBN. And so go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you know the routine. You click on the donate button. It will tell you how to send in a check, where to send it, how to call in, what number to use. If you want to call, we'll use a credit card, or you can do it online. You can do it all. So please do that, and go download the Co-Certified app from nationalbugle.com, because anything you get out of your refrigerator, you want to make sure is not kosher certified. Okay, today is Tuesday. I broke the news to my audience on Monday that Mark Collett, who they're all looking forward to all weekend, they want to hear Mark Collett on Monday morning, but he's going to be Tuesday morning now for the time being. We'll see how it works out, but it fits my schedule. My schedule changed a little bit better. So thank you very much, Mark, for being flexible.
Oh, I am very flexible, Patrick, in both time scales and hopefully physically. Despite getting older, I like to remain very physically active and flexible in that way also. But I am here to both entertain and hopefully enlighten your audience once again. Very much looking forward to my new time slot, and just letting everyone know that I am certainly not leaving this particular show.
Thank you very much. And flexibility as you get older, that is hard to maintain. It's actually hard.
It is.
Harder to maintain the flexibility than the strength. You got to work at it.
The speed and the flexibility are the two things that go first. I can tell you that. My speed has declined, but my flexibility has also. And one thing I notice most about getting old is it's the little knocks that used to literally run off when you were younger soon become things that sideline you for weeks. So a twinge in your arm that used to be something that you'd just keep lifting weights until it stopped twinging is now something that actually stops you lifting weights because of the twinging. So yeah, that is that's a problem. I'm 41 in less than a month, so I am feeling it, guys. I am feeling it.
Yeah, and the speed, you know, we do at my martial arts dojo, we do a mile run every year or so.
And a mile?
Yeah, for a time.
Oh, time. I was going to say, because a mile's not particularly far. You can do a mile in under 4 minutes.
Well, if you're Roger Bannister, you can. But, no, we'll time that just to see where we're at. And the thing is, like, every year I lose some seconds, you know, and it's not fun. But you know something? I still beat the kids for the most part. Still beat most of the teenagers, but
I
do.
Good.
Yeah, but I lose some seconds every year. But you know, whatever. Okay, but I tell you who I could definitely beat.
Who?
Boris Johnson.
Well, I should imagine that most people would, because he is a fat slob. He is a fat slob. He's not in. He doesn't look in good shape at all, and I don't like him. I don't like him very much, and I have fresh reasons to dislike him that have emerged over the last 24 hours. And I'm sure this is something that you would like to speak about quite a lot, because it's something we've talked about extensively on this show in the past.
Okay.
It obviously relates to the issue of vaccines, passports, lockdowns, etc.
That is what I want to ask about. So, I mean, we had our totally real fake president, Joseph R. Biden, have a completely demented speech what was it, Friday, where he was inciting violence against the non-vaccinated, basically. But didn't Boris Johnson come out and say there's no vaccine passports? And what else did he say? Wasn't that really based? And doesn't that show that he's totally on our side?
Well, this is really interesting, and I mean really interesting. So in the last 24 hours, two things have happened. One of those good, and one of those not good. Now, the good is that Boris Johnson has come out and announced that the government are scrapping, and yes, you heard that correctly, the government are scrapping plans for the vaccine passport.
Yay! Now,
well, that's a big thing. And that's just the first of the good news. So we are scrapping the plans for the vaccine passport. And the government is also scrapping any plans for future lockdowns.
Sounds good to me.
So that is another good thing.
What's and not like?
It's moving in the right direction, isn't it? That's what I would say. So he's saying no lockdowns and no vaccine passports. Now, you can't trust a Tory. You can't trust the Conservatives. So I'm not out celebrating in the street. I'm not going to be one of those people who is fooled into saying, yeah, this is it. We've done it. We've won. We've won. The battle's over. They've changed their minds. And some people will be saying, well, this is going to be a lie. They're going to bring these things in. And the Tories do lie about a lot of things. Do I think they're lying about this? And the answer is, I honestly don't know. And the reason I don't know is because the Conservative Party has a record majority. But they are also deeply, deeply divided. So there's the cabinet, which are the ruling body, led by Boris Johnson, and obviously underneath him, the front bench, people who have named positions in the government, like Education Secretary, Health Secretary, Foreign Secretary, Home Secretary, etc., etc. So this is, you have them, and they seem all pretty much on board with screwing over the British public. Straight away, they are all absolutely, without exception, terrible people. Now, after that, you have ministers and those who are classed as backbenchers, people who are MPs but don't have any actual role in running the government. And the Conservative Party, underneath all those
with people, no role running the government, are the backbenchers. Yes. Is there a difference between ministers and secretaries?
Well, if you're a secretary of something, then you have a position. So if you're like the Secretary of State or something like that, then you have a position on the cabinet. If you're just a regular minister, you might sit on different committees, and some of them might be quite lucrative in terms of how much money you get to pay to be sitting on those particular things. But generally speaking, what I'm talking about here is ministers and backbenchers, people who don't actually play any active role in running the country, but are MPs that come and vote in Parliament. And these people are, by and large, terrible people as well. They will all be pro-immigration. They will all be globalists. They will all toe the line on many things. But a lot of these people have been appalled by the lockdowns and the idea of vaccine passports, etc., etc. And a lot of these people have actually pushed back against the cabinet and against Boris Johnson. And what's more, in key Conservative Party heartlands, Conservative voters and people on the ground who are Conservative Party members or who are Conservative Party activists have been very anti this lockdown. They have been appalled by it. They didn't want it. They think that it's anti-freedom, it's not particularly British, and they wanted this to end as soon as possible. And Boris Johnson's been put under major pressure by these backbenchers, by activists, supporters, and by voters, because he wants to maintain this record majority. He doesn't want to be the guy who took the Conservatives to this record victory and then blew it in record time. He wants to be a guy that is remembered as a hero to his party that held on to power for as long as possible. And I understand why he wants that, because at the very least, he's driven by his ego. He's very at least he's driven.
Because he doesn't want his face next to Theresa May's face. I was just going through my gallery of yes. bizarre expressions, facial expressions, which, I mean, if you're going to put her next to somebody, it should be like, you know, Benny Hill or Monty Python.
Well, she is truly hideous. And the point of all this is, these are positive things. There is obviously some good somewhere in the Conservative Party. Not much. I despise the Conservatives. I'd never vote for them. But they have at least decided to end some of these draconian...
Okay, so some of them are mindful of their own constituents.
Yes, that's the best way to put it. And I think, as a whole, this is a good thing. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. They are dropping vaccine passports, they are dropping lockdowns, and they are saying we need a roadmap forward where normal people can basically go out there and get on with their lives, businesses will remain open, Christmas will happen, your kids aren't going to be pulled out of schools, you're not going to have to quit your job again so that you can come home and homeschool your kids, you know, life is going to go on. We're getting things back to normal. So that's the positive. But I always find with a government, whenever they do something that is widely seen as positive by the public, they tend to also do something which is negative. So what they give with one hand, they tend to take away with the other. And there has been a very worrying development in the last 24 hours, which is not only worrying, but it's also bordering on insane. And I think this is what my video is going to be about at the end of the week. I'm preparing a script on this, but I'm going to talk in very general terms about this now. And what I'm talking about is the government's drive to give all children over the age of 12 jabs. They are giving all over 12, so children between the age of 12 and 15 are now going to be given the COVID jab.
Now, this is very mandatory. Is that mandatory?
It's not going to be mandatory, and this is the interesting part. So there's two interesting components to this. The first interesting component is the government have always said that they will rely on data, that they will rely on facts, and that they will do what the medical experts say. Now, there are numerous medical experts, and they choose their medical experts. And their medical experts in this case are a group called the Joint Committee for Vaccines and Immunization. And the government have gone to the Joint Committee for Vaccines and Immunization, the JCVI, and said, should we vaccinate children between the ages of 12 and 15? And the JCVI came back to the government and said, absolutely not. The only children that should be considered for the COVID jab are ones with underlying health issues. And why have they said that? Well, I am going to throw a couple of facts at you.
I'm ready.
Healthy children have a 2 in a million chance of being admitted to an intensive care unit with COVID if they are healthy. Healthy children have a 2 in a million chance of being admitted to ICU with COVID. And children with chronic health issues, have a 100 in a million chance of being admitted to ICU with COVID. So even if you're a child with chronic health issues, you're still pretty much safe. And if you are a child...
100 in a million is 1 in 10,000.
Yeah, you've got a 1 in 10,000 chance. But if you're a healthy child, you've got a 1 in 500,000 chance. So you're kind of in the territory there of not winning the lottery itself, but winning a decent prize on the lottery. You know what I mean? You're not going to win the jackpot, but you probably would be in the realm of winning a very big prize. So this suggests that healthy children absolutely do not need this. This is the data. These are the facts. And the JCVI said it did not recommend COVID jabs for healthy 12 to 15 year olds because the direct benefit to their health was only marginal. It also looked at the risk of health inflammation, known as myocarditis, in young people given the Pfizer vaccine, which is still
swelling of the heart.
Yeah, which is still very small, but slightly more common after a second dose, is what they said. So what they've more or less said is the health benefits are negligible. And in fact, the chance of damaging a child with the vaccine is probably going to cause as many injuries or more injuries than would be caused by children getting COVID. And that tells you an awful lot. And these are the government's own advisors. These aren't people who are making BitChute videos. These aren't people who are on the outside of the scientific consensus. These are the people that the government go to for their information. But despite the JCVI coming out and giving this information and being quite public that they do not recommend this, that it's a bad move, the government are going ahead and offering children between the age of 12 and 15 a COVID shot. But there is one more very interesting component to this, and this is probably the part which is going to make you think, what? Because we all kind of knew that the government would push this on as many people as possible. And we actually discussed this issue of the JCVI, I think it was last week, saying that they didn't think 12 to 15 year olds would need the jab. And you and I discussed the number of people that then wouldn't be having the jab and the amount of money that these pharmaceutical companies would lose, because obviously they're selling these jabs at a profit. They are making money off this. And I said at the time, I said last week, that I think a lot of this is driven by money. A lot of it's driven by profit. There are people who are saying this is part of some giant agenda to cull people or to make people infertile or to kill people off. And I said, that might be an interesting theory to explore, but I personally believe that a more accurate theory is profit. But this is the most interesting part of this specific policy.
And setting up a precedent whereby the future infertility or other nefarious jabs can take place. You're setting up that framework. Right? You set up the precedent that people have to be mandated to take shots. You don't necessarily need to have the kill shot being the first one. Right?
Well... yeah, but this is the interesting thing, Patrick. There is another part of this that you need to that you really need to hear before we make further comment. Because this second part will probably get you scratching your head more than the first part, because I think we all knew the first part was coming. As I said, we discussed this last week. Mm-hmm. But the second part of this is it's going to be the children who decide whether they get this, not the parents.
Oh.
So children will have the final say on whether they take the jab, and their parents will not be able to stop them or will not be able to prevent the children consenting.
So 12-year-olds.
12-year-olds. Fury as minister confirms plans to vaccinate all over 12s from next week, but gives children the final say on whether they get the jabs, not the parents. And that's something we'll have to discuss on the other side of the break.
Sure will. Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are back, and like most people, I was a child once, and I remember being a child, and you couldn't even go on a field trip to the zoo without your parents' permission. You couldn't sign that slip for yourself. If you were late, you had to have your parents' permission. If you were going to go to a dentist appointment, you had to have a written request from your parent for you to get out of class to go to the dentist appointment. You couldn't do anything medically, nothing, without your parents' permission. You couldn't participate in sports day so many things without your parents' permission. And now your parents don't even get a say in whether you get this experimental gene therapy. How can that be?
Well, let me give you some more factoids. You need to be 16 in the UK to buy a Red Bull, to buy an energy drink. You need to be 18 to buy alcohol. You need to be 16 to join the army. You need to be 18 to play Call of Duty. You need to be 16 to have sex, 18 to watch porn, 16 to get a piercing, and
you can have sex when you're 16, but you have to wait till you're 18 for porn?
To watch porn, yes.
Okay.
And you have to be 18 to get a tattoo. So you have to be to walk into a supermarket and to buy a can of Red Bull, you have to be 16. But to say you want a medical jab that you don't need, that could be very, very harmful to your health and is still in a experimental period, you can, at now, at 12 years of age, you can consent to that without your parents' permission. That is the UK's position on this jab. And not only don't you have to get your parents' consent, you can just go ahead with it and just say, yep, I want it, that's what I'm having. And your parents don't get a say.
Okay, so this is very interesting. Now, in the United States, we haven't had, I mean, we've had surprisingly little pushback against things. But where you did get, I mean, you had people last summer, 40 million people thrown out of work, and there was virtually a whimper. But this past few weeks, when you had, Kentucky, for instance, trying to, the governor of Kentucky, or the education board of Kentucky. First, it was the governor of Kentucky saying we're going to have a 30-day mask mandate for kids in schools. And then the education department, I think, came out and said, no, we'll do it for the full year. And people tend to be a lot more protective of their kids than they are of themselves. And so that's where you had so many parents go out and raise a ruckus at school board meetings that the both the state legislature and the Supreme Court intervened and slapped it down. So, given that this is people's kids, are the British parents, are they going to be like the mama bear who is the most ferocious animal in the jungle? When her, they don't live in jungles, but when her cubs are being threatened.
I don't know. And I personally find this to be one of the most interesting turns that I have ever seen. One of the most interesting turns I've ever seen. I have looked at this and in one way, as I said, I completely saw it coming. And we talked about this last week, and I saw it coming because at the time we initially heard about this, the JCVI's advice had been knocked back by the government. The government had said, go away, think about this. You know, we think you've got the wrong idea here. We don't want you to make this decision. We don't want you to make this decision. We want a different outcome. And we discussed this last week in quite some detail. So I knew this was coming. I knew that the government would force this upon children in some way. Now, what they're saying here is we're not forcing it. It's completely optional. But the children are getting the final say. And to me, this seems absolutely insane. It takes power away from the parents. It lets children make a major decision about their health. And bear in mind, children wouldn't be allowed to get a piercing. They wouldn't be allowed to get a tattoo. They wouldn't be allowed to buy a can of Red Bull. But they can now decide quite openly that they can take what is a potentially very damaging medical treatment, and they can take it without any parental consent. So I looked at this and thought to myself, this is setting a precedent, a really, really big precedent, a massive precedent, in fact. And it's pretty much completely different to anything that we've seen before. It's completely different to anything we've seen before here in the UK, because it takes powers away from parents and hands them to children. And I think this will be something that ushers in a new age of children having power over their parents.
Okay, well, let's explore that on the other side of these important messages.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We are back. We are talking about the British government recommending kids 12 to 18 get the jab, but giving the decision to them and not the parents. And you know, in I guess Los Angeles, which is our second largest school district, and like the largest school district of New York, is overwhelmingly, at least in the public schools, overwhelmingly diverse, non-white. And I don't know if there's been nearly the pushback in Los Angeles over vaccine mandates as it was in Kentucky over mask mandates, but you've got that going on. But you're bringing up a new issue, only marginally related to the whole corona apocalypse, and that is the prospect of parents being basically disempowered over their kids, and increasingly having children be allowed to make their own decisions about major things. And the question on a lot of people's mind is, yeah, how about their own genital mutilation or castration, their trannyism? What about kids being able to declare themselves trannies?
Well, I think this is where this is leading, and this is why I wanted to bring this up. We're increasingly seeing a push from the radical left, who the leadership of the Conservative Party is definitely in lockstep with. The leadership of the Conservative Party, they support things like BLM, they support this transgender movement. They support all the anti-racist, in inverted commas, controls on freedom of speech. They are not our friends. They're not on our side. I spoke earlier saying that, you know, there is clearly some good pressures still on the Conservative Party, but the head of the Conservative Party, the cabinet, Boris Johnson, are completely on the wrong side of things. They are our enemies. And we did speak about that earlier, but this essentially plays into what I've just said. This is something that, when you look at it, you actually see exactly what I'm talking about here. Because the Conservative Party centre have given with one hand, taken away with the other, and at the same time as doing that, they have laid the groundwork for what is probably the most insane set of policies to come, because this will now be seen as the norm. This will now be seen as something that is quite normal for children to do. Children can take their medical decisions into their own hands, and that is a bit of a problem, because they are treating this transgender madness as a medical condition that children will be able to choose. And I think this will set one of these massive precedents that will be used for evil in the future. And I think from here on in, we are going to start to see very, very dangerous legislation coming in that will give children powers to do things behind their parents' back. Now, I might actually be correct here, or I might be incorrect, but I think children in Britain at a certain age might already have powers to go and seek abortions without letting their parents know. That may well be the case. I've just thought of that one. But I think when you're talking about sex changes or hormone therapy, that would be something that would probably worry parents even more than the abortion issue. That would be something that would probably fill most parents with, you know, the fear of God, really. And I think that's where this is going. I think it's very dangerous. I think it sets an incredibly dangerous precedent. And I'll be very interested to see if this is actually challenged in court, because you are allowing children to consent to, by the government's own advisors, an unnecessary medical procedure without informing their parents and without their parents having any consultation or a final say in the matter, which is very much unprecedented. And I can tell you this now, my daughter, she's only 2 years old, but if you said to my daughter, would you be happier for her when she's 12 years old to be walking into a supermarket and have the ability to buy a can of Red Bull? Or would you be happier for her to be able to consent without your permission to a medical procedure? Immediately, I would say, well, sugary drinks aren't great for kids, but if my child goes into Tesco's and purchases a Red Bull, it's not the end of the world. It's not life-threatening. But what we're talking about here is something that could potentially be life-threatening, and we are allowing children to consent to that. And once you open the door to consent at 12 to major medical procedures, whether they be jabs or potentially to sex changes, what else can children consent to?
Well, yeah.
What else are you saying that children have the intelligence? Because, look, a child can't consent to having sex at 12 years old. And obviously, we know why. Children are not physically nor mentally, and the mental aspect is very important here. Now, children are not physically able or not physically developed enough to have sex, and often they're not physically developed enough, if they do have sex, to carry a child to maturity without it causing major damage to a young female body. And that's why, well, one of the reasons why paedophilia is so abhorrent. But the fact of the matter is, with any of this, there is a mental aspect. We say that we set this 16-year-old limit for sex is because we believe that children must be at the very least 16 because they have to be mentally able also to understand what they're doing, to consent to what they're doing, and to be able to live with the consequences of what they have done. That is extremely important. And here you are saying that 12-year-old children are all of a sudden physically and mentally capable to make these decisions which could impact them for the rest of their lives. And at this point, you have to ask, are we going down a very, very dangerous route here? And I, for one, think we are. We already have numerous groups all over the Western world advocating for the legalization of bestiality, paedophilia. We have these drag queen story hours. What are children going to be able to consent to next? This, from a parent's point of view, or from the point of view of any right-thinking person, is extremely worrying. It's something that should be a major, major red flag for all decent-thinking people. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this will be, that if this completely goes through, and if it is not challenged in any way, I believe this is going to be something that the powers that be, or our enemies in the system, will use as a precedent to allow children to have more and more powers over their parents, to the point where children can do a range of terrible things, or things that can actually damage them in the long run, without their parents objecting, and potentially with their parents actually being held liable to some kind of action if the parents try to stop them. And that's a big thing, because we've already seen in Canada there have been parents prosecuted by the Canadian government, because the Canadian government have said, you are repeatedly misgendering your child, or you are repeatedly standing in your child's way and your child desires gender swapping surgery. And at that point, fathers and mothers have said, no, we don't want that. We're going to say no to this. We're going to try to change our parents' minds. Our children's minds. We're going to try to talk our children out of this. We think this is bad for our kids, and we want to change the way that the path they're on. We don't want them going ahead with this sex change. And the Canadian government have said that's illegal, and have actually jailed parents for trying to stand in the way of their children. And I think, we talked about that particular issue on this show at one point, I think that is absolutely chilling. From a parental point of view, that is an absolutely chilling situation to be in, that if your child is making a questionable decision, you now legally have to support their questionable decision. And if you don't support their questionable decision, you are then de facto the bad guy that can end up in serious legal trouble and potentially serving jail time. And that seemed like a long way away at one point, because it was in Canada and people were saying, oh, well, that's Canada, it's not Britain, you know, this madness would never come to good old Britain, we've got our heads screwed on correctly here. And the answer is no, we don't. The answer is no, the British don't have their heads screwed on. The British government isn't a government that operates for the good of the people, and we are starting to see these same laws brought in here. And as I said, this might be a little bit premature. This might be something that is knocked on the head. This is something that may be challenged in the High Court, and the High Court rules that no parents do or should have a say in the way their children are administered medical care. But I'm not going to hold my breath on that.
Right.
Because I think this is part of a more sinister agenda. And the really sad thing about this is, I believe that this will be overlooked by many people, because many people will just be happy that there are going to be no health passports, no lockdowns, or no, they've promised these things. Obviously, they can change their mind, and I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. But many people are just going to be so happy with that announcement with Christmas coming up, because they're going to be thinking, we want to go out, we want to have nice dinners, we want to have the family over, we want to go out on Mad Friday before Christmas and have a few beers. They're going to be thinking about all these considerations. And the fact that they aren't going to be worrying about a lockdown, or the fact that they're not going to be looking at vaccine passports anymore, is something they'll be rejoicing over. Well, and I think the bad news is largely going to be buried from most people's perspective.
Well, here's a point/question. You know, so throughout history and prehistory, children have not been allowed to make their own major decisions, right? I mean, this is how humans are. Parents make the decision for children. With this jab, and potentially with all the other things that you've been talking about, I mean, because the thing about children is, if left up to their own devices, they often will make bad decisions. And so if you had a society that was letting children make their decisions, all their decisions, they would probably die and not reproduce, and that society would go extinct, right? They make bad decisions. So, but the thing is, who's going to really be making the decisions in this case? Where are the decisions going to be made? Because they're not going house to house with the jab and knocking on the door and where the parent would be there. If anything, and is it, are they expecting kids to get on the bus and go downtown and set up their own appointment to get the jab? I don't think that's what they're doing.
Jabs are going to be administered at schools.
At school, exactly. That's the point.
And so, the big problem is they're already saying, I think this was in the headline of the article, unvaxxed pupils being bullied, rows tearing families apart, and exactly. Only 30,000 infections
stopped.
So
they're taking away the decision from the parent, and supposedly giving it to the kid, but giving it to the kid in an environment where they're going to be subjected to pressure, from the school, indoctrination from the school, selective information from the school, but also potentially bullying from indoctrinated classmates.
Exactly. And
so
this
kids
is
aren't
something.
Being empowered. Kids are being made vulnerable, and they won't be able to say, well, my parent won't let me.
Yeah, well, exactly, and this is a big issue. What if you have people saying, if you get the if you don't get the jab, you're putting us all at risk, and all this.
If you don't get the jab, you're not playing sports. You're not going to be on the team.
Exactly, and there may well be bullying over this. When children make decisions, they don't make sound decisions, because their decisions are often governed by things such as, is it the cool decision? Not is it the right decision, but is it cool? Will other kids like me for making this decision? And you often see this with children. You see children often doing things they don't actually want to do, not because they're thinking, well, actually, I do want to do it. They're doing things they don't want to do because they think that doing the wrong thing may well be the cool thing. And that is very, very dangerous. And I'm looking in at this and I'm thinking to myself, this is obviously complete and utter madness. This is obviously complete insanity. But this is what the Conservative government are going for.
Hey,
and I keep saying,
anybody smoke cigarettes if it wasn't for adverse pressure?
Look, a lot of kids.
At all.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember at school, there was children who smoked cigarettes, and we had biology lessons where they showed us these videos of people who had been lifetime smokers. And these people had had their lungs removed and their hearts removed after they'd died. And they would show a surgeon cutting open the lungs and black tar pouring out. And I remember my biology teacher saying this to me. I remember it clear as day, as if I was there now in the room. He said, this is the tar that comes out of your lungs. And when I say tar, some of you will be thinking, well, it's not the same as the tar that goes on the road. It is. It is exactly the same. That black substance is the same as the tar that goes on the road. And that builds up in your lungs. and it will eventually kill you. And then they showed the effect on the heart and the entire cardiovascular system. But after seeing that, there were still people who smoked. And most of those people who smoked, they believed it to be cool. They believed it. They weren't smoking because of the health benefits. In fact, they'd been told repeatedly and shown rather gruesome videos about how bad smoking was for you. But despite that, despite all of the evidence that had been presented, and as I said, some of that evidence was pretty gruesome. It was stuff that would put any right-thinking person off doing that. These children smoked, and they smoked because they believed it to be cool. And I fear that the same will happen with these jabs.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, well, we're up at the last break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves.
We are back. Okay, so you've already given us a preview of what your Friday mini-documentary is going to be about. On Wednesday, which is tomorrow, you've got the Patriotic Weekly Review, which has very interesting guests, and it has had very interesting panelists. It still does. Who do you have on for tomorrow?
Well, I'm pleased you've asked that. I've actually got two things coming up in the near future. And the first of the things that I've got coming up in the near future is a show that is happening tonight. Now, I run a group called Patriotic Alternative. I run that group with a lady called Laura Towler. And we are actually holding an event in at the beginning of October, I believe, in the next couple of weeks, where we are going to be doing a Harvest Festival style. Well, it is actually Harvest Festival, where we're going to be collecting food for the homeless, the vulnerable, and the elderly, and distributing food packages to people in need. So we're doing a show about that on YouTube tonight at 7 p.m. And then I will have my show, Patriotic Weekly Review, on Wednesday. And that show will be with Sam Melia, who is Laura's husband, and we will be talking about other types of political activism there. So I've got a very busy week with a number of great different shows, and obviously I'll be back on Friday with David Duke, and I'll be producing a video that condenses everything we've said in this last hour into a handy 8 to 10 minute video that you'll be able to share with your friends and family.
Well, that's great, and I want to thank you for all the work that you do, because I know you don't get paid for this. You have to have your own full-time job to support yourself and your family, and find, you know, it's just amazing that our opponents, they have virtually unlimited resources, and yet our ragtag bunch of truth seekers and we're still standing. They haven't been able to knock us out yet, and it's because we've got something on our side. What could that be?
I think we've got the truth, quite a big bundle of facts, and a lot of determination. If there's one thing that I think really, really defines us, is the fact that we have that fantastic determination amongst our people, and we never give in, and we have to keep that going, because as you've heard today, it really is life and death here that's on the line, and we have to make sure we do the best for our people.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me again this week on Tuesday, and it will be Tuesday for the foreseeable future. I really appreciate your flexibility, and hang in there. At 40 is still young, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
For 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com. extendedrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.